time for the little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just the month of February. Dr. Levi Watkins Jr., the first African American to graduate from the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, performed a life-saving surgical procedure on this day in 1980. Dr. Watkins performed the first human implantation of the automatic implantable defibrillator at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins Hospital. What is this, Sid?
It has to do with the heart, a defibrillator.
Yeah.
That's what they apply to your heart.
So you implant a defibrillator?
To keep, well, like a, you know, to keep your heart running regularly, yeah.
And a black man did it on this day for the first time in history.
How cool is that?
You know how good he had to be for them to let that go.
Yeah.
He had to
I'm
be
just going to put this right here at your heart.
Real
and
good,
just,
man.
Born June 13, 1944, grew up in Montgomery, Alabama. His father, Dr. Levi Watkins Sr., was the sixth president of Alabama State University, but I'm not going to hold this against him. After attending Tennessee State, the younger Watkins Jr. in Vanderbilt and endured the isolation of being the only black student. After his graduation in 1970, he attended the Harvard Medical School with a focus on heart surgery, returning to Johns Hopkins School of Medicine as a chief of the heart surgery in 1975. He led the way for several innovations. The implantation of the defibrillator helped treat thousands who suffer with arrhythmia. That's when the heart doesn't beat.
Irregular heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Also known as irregular heartbeat, it says.
The cardiac arrhythmias, a ventricular, all that.
Read about Levi Watkins Jr., the doctor. Performs revolutionary heart procedure on this day in 1980. That's your little known black history fact. That's a good song this Super Day to talk about the doctor. Trey Songz, good choice. Heart attack.